Good afternoon, and welcome to the Senior Assembly and Award Ceremony for Amherst Outstanding Class of 2008. Let us welcome Amherst's great faculty and our wonderful staff and all of your friends and supporters who join us here in Johnson Chapel this afternoon. Coming together, students and faculty in Johnson Chapel, always brings me back to those occasions when we have met together in the chapel. Some of you will recall that the last time we gathered your class as a whole with the faculty here was convocation nearly 4 years ago, the start of your Amherst careers. It might be difficult for you to remember that evening in much detail, but I can assure you that President Marks spoke. It was an inspiring talk. It was humid. It's always humid. But I'd ask you to think back and remember one other detail. Symbolic, to be sure, but at convocation, the faculty marches in and sits in the center aisles, in the middle, in the center pew, surrounded by our new students, 4 years ago you, the first-year class. Today, you sit in the middle, and if I'd known when I wrote this, you sit on the sides and in the balcony. But in so doing, we, your proud teachers, we recognize and acknowledge that over the last 4 years, you have really become the center of our community. So we gather today in part to thank you for all you have shared with us. Each year, as this date approaches, I always wonder what words to offer. And I was thinking, well, you've been here 4 years. This is the fifth time I have to offer this speech, so five is greater than four. But then I thought, no, that's really cheating, and faculty might remember. No, they wouldn't remember, but the instructions I always get from my colleagues about this talk are to be brief, and students generally share that thought, but a few ask a little bit more. In fact, last week I was at a reading, Dean Snively gave a wonderful reading of her poetry, and after the reading, I was talking to a couple of juniors, and one of them asked me to share some wisdom, saying she liked to learn from her elders. Well, yeah, I know. That took me aback between wisdom and elders, and unfortunately I didn't have anything in my hand to drink and give me a moment to think, so I had to come up with something rather quickly, and I offered something about, be open to opportunities, listen and absorb all you can, prepare yourself to take risks, because you won't always be able to anticipate where and when those opportunities will present themselves. And then I went and I looked for the chocolate chunk cookies as quickly as I could. But, but there's got to be more than that, something else or better that can be said. So when I think about this day, I always come back to thinking about our gatherings in the chapel together. And I think of all the times we've gathered here to celebrate, to be inspired, agitated even at times, entertained, and I remember being in this chapel and sitting over there about where Professor Levin is, and it was interterm. Many of you were here too, even though it was January. And we had just lost, we had just learned that Jenny Kim, your classmate, had taken her own life. And I remember sitting there and thinking, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say to my colleagues, to our students. I thought, well, I'm just going to have to sit here and wait, think. See if by listening and observing what went on that afternoon as friends shared their thoughts, if anything would come, anything that I could offer. So I thought and indeed said a prayer to ask for what could I offer in that moment? What could I learn? What could I share? And the only word, the only thought that came to me at that moment was patience. And I thought, patience? Surely that doesn't seem inspired. It's certainly not sufficient. But there it was. And over the next several days, as you know, many of us gathered. There were conversations, large and small, informal, spontaneous. And we listened. We listened to each other as best we could. And we learned what we could from each other. Throughout this semester, I've thought about those conversations, the questions that remain unanswered, listening still for some insight, and I've thought about patience. In the moments when I felt my patience was preparing to depart, I've wondered if perhaps I didn't understand this notion of patience. So, as any good professor would, I decided I should do some research. So I consulted my library. I consulted my research assistant, Google. I see some of you have used her too. And from those readings, I just wanted to offer a few, maybe a handful, of observations, many of which you'll recognize. The Roman poet Horace wrote, "Patience makes lighter what sorrow may not heal." In Othello, Iago says, "How poor are they who have not patience? What wound did ever heal but by degrees?" I thought I wanted something more. I wanted something to aspire to. So I found St. Augustine. "Patience is the companion of wisdom." Well, there, at least, there was wisdom. Michelangelo said, "Genius is eternal patience." Well, genius and eternal patience seemed a lot to aspire to at the end of the semester. So maybe there are other thoughts that might give us a different take, a change of pace. Woodrow Wilson gave us, "All things come to him who waits, provided he knows what he is waiting for." But in the one that I think wrapped up these thoughts for me comes to us from George Jackson, who's a Black Panther and a Soledad brother, as many of you know. "Patience has its limits. Take it too far, and it's cowardice." So there, patience, insufficient without action. So following my colleague's advice, I should, having tested your patience, wrap, and I'll offer just one more quotation from Amherst's own Robert Frost. Frost wrote, "You are educated when you have the ability to listen to almost anything without losing your temper or self-confidence." Well, dear seniors, I think by sitting here in good temper and with confidence, I believe you passed Professor Frost and Professor Call's last test. So if I may wish for you, as I believe you've now been prepared to achieve, the patience to listen, the wisdom to recognize the opportunities you prepared for, and the self-confidence to act. Thank you. Blessings and Godspeed.